Howdy, folks. Widget Walls from NeedCoffee.com here, welcoming you to another edition of the annual tradition that we call the Weekend Justice Outtakes episode for, in this case, for 2011. And if you've not been with us before for one of these, you may be asking yourself, and reasonably so, how can you have an outtakes episode when your regular episodes are roughly each about 3 hours of what any other podcast in the world would leave on the cutting room floor? And like I said, that's a reasonable question. We don't really have a good answer for it. But nevertheless, we can simply say this is the stuff that the majority of which we simply did not use, and thus we share with you here. Now, before we do that, it is my opportunity to, because we are basically at the end of the year, to do something that I rarely do, which is try to be slightly serious and say a couple of important things. Mainly I want to say thank you to everyone for what was a great 2011. And I want to thank people in this order. First of all, I want to thank my family, who are, my executive producers and my wranglers and handlers and, vice presidents in charge of electroconvulsive therapy, and basically keep me from, blowing up, which, like a shrapnel mine or something that also blows up. But Cosette and Thespia are the reason why I am still sane and able to function. Great thank yous go out to them. Without which none of this would be possible. The other people without whom none of this would be possible would be the staff and contributors for Need Coffee, and not just the Weekend Justice League, who for some reason show up, many of them week in and week out to hang out and talk about crazy stuff for 3 hours. But especially them, but also we've got, a great deal of people who aren't in the league who do contribute to the site. It's because of all of these people, that Need Coffee is what it is, which is, a fun place to be with multiple points of view on things. And, it keeps everything fresh, and they keep, they're the reason why Need Coffee is as successful as it is. The third group of people that I want to thank is the other people who are responsible for Need Coffee's success, and that is you guys, the listeners and the readers, and now, since we're doing so much in the way of video, the viewers of needcoffee.com. Without you guys, we would never have made the slow evolution from the website that was hosted, on my website space that came free with my Mindspring account, to now having a dedicated server, in a data center. It's all ours because we have to have one because we have that much traffic. And I mean, the reason we have the traffic that we do, and I said this at DragonCon, but I know a lot of you weren't at DragonCon, so I'll say it again, is, we don't really advertise. We don't do a lot of outreach. Yes, people stumble on us using Google or Rotten Tomatoes or any of those places where we've been linked up. But for the most part, we get readers from readers. Word of mouth has where we get our audience, and generally, and you may have stumbled across this all on your lonesome, but there's a lot of people out there who came to us through someone else, and that's why I stress repeatedly that one of the number one ways that people can help, if they enjoy, and if you're listening to this outtakes episode, you must be one of the hardcore. God bless you. But one of the best ways to cut through the noise of so much stuff on the internet and not knowing, where to go to for what, is to get a recommendation from a friend. I don't know about you, but that gets my attention when someone that I respect the opinion of comes to me and says, you got to go check this out. So what I would say is, if you have a second and you enjoy something on Need Coffee, do share it with someone, whether it's just shooting it to them over IM or in an email, or just retweet it to your followers, stick it out on Facebook, whatever it is you do, it only takes a few seconds, but that really does help us out quite a bit. For two reasons. First of all, because that's how we get new readers, is by you recommending it to someone else, whatever it is. But also because, I mean, frankly and selfishly, and I think I speak for, you know, anyone who's produced content for Need Coffee, it's a really nice boost to see that someone appreciates what you do. And I know we all feel like that, not just on Need Coffee, but you and everyone you know likes to be acknowledged. So that is, it's very helpful for the staff here when they see that that we're getting through to people and people like what we do. It also affects what we do, is we try to go with what people like, which is why some things don't happen anymore and some things continue to happen. So that's extremely helpful. So if you can, please share that for those two reasons. The other thing I would ask, and well, the other thing I would say, is that those of you who are listeners to Need Coffee, various and sundry things, who have provided, you know, some financial support by going to needcoffee.com/support, that is extremely helpful. There was a time when I had an actual day job that paid for everything in regards to the server and movie tickets and the stuff that, you know, needs to go out and be reviewed, like crazy bacon beers from Portland. That was all paid for by the day job. Now that Need Coffee is the day job, you know, the money comes from, yes, from selling some stuff through Amazon. And yes, we do have ads because that's a necessary evil that pays for things. But a lot of that comes from listeners like yourself. And thank you to all of you who have done that. It really is extremely helpful, whatever that that you can contribute to help, as Rob puts it, keeps the lights on. Especially if you're like a Weekend Justice listener, you know, you'd pay 99 cents for a 3-minute iTunes song and for a 3-hour podcast. If everybody basically through who listens to the show threw 99 cents in the pot every week to help support just the show, the website would be awesome. I mean, we would be able to afford to do, you know, a lot more than we do. And again, this is me being serious and just telling you, because you're the hardcore, what the reality of the situation is. Sadly, things do cost money. Science is working on it. But anyway, all of that seriousness aside, I just want to say thank you, honestly, for coming out and being a part of our extended Need Coffee army and family. And it really does mean a lot to know that you're out there and listening. We will see you on the other side in 2012. There's a lot going on. We will hit Weekend Justice episode 150. We are very shortly going to hit Way Homer number 100. We are looking at the possibility of doing a second series of Solve This and some additional things along those lines, because that appears to be successful. So like I said, the stuff that you tell us you like, we try to listen, and we do appreciate, and we do listen to all feedback, especially the constructive kind. So I've been talking way too long. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your help and support in 2011, and we look forward to having a relatively insane but productive 2012, when the world will end. And we'll all go up to Nirvana, which is like Nirvana, except you go to Pittsburgh and you hang a left. We'll see you on the other side. And here's whatever the hell this is. Bye.
We've seen you staggering out of the work week, but now it's time to buck up, little camper. The weekend is here. This is a NeedCoffee.com podcast, and we're going to help you the rest of the way home. Stand by for Weekend Justice.
Swindled the promoter, took the lunatics for a ride, and a little voice inside my head said, Rosemary, baby, I got the time. Oh!
Ready for the outtakes, 2011.
Oh, wait a minute. Which one were you watching? Because that could have been Chubby or Joe Cobb.
I don't know which one was like the original, the regular Spanky.
Well, Spanky didn't.
I love coming in when people are talking about Chubbies and Spankies.
Okay, I'm a little pissed that I can't get into Google Plus.
I'm in it. Woo! Who's got the putty now?
Fuck you.
You should have sucked up to Ed. Ed's the one who got me in.
No, I've got an invite. I just can't get in. It's like they shut it down because they've got too many people in now. So that's not my problem. I've got like 3 invites. It's just that you go and they say, we're temporarily exceeding capacity. Look, you sons of bitches.
What good is what is Google Plus and why should we care?
It's the reason it's the liberation.
It's Google's answer to Facebook.
It's a liberation from a tyrannical regime to a tyrannical monarchy.
Monarchy? Okay.
Wow, that's gonna be the shortest podcast in a while.
It's all natural. It's all natural juice.
And somehow it seems like it's the longest podcast in a while.
I'm so glad this isn't a video podcast.
I was going to start quoting Metallica lyrics.
Yeah, you guys aren't like keeping this, are you?
What?
Huh? What?
You guys aren't keeping these recordings, you promised.
Clip Show 2011.
You promised.
Make put sure you, if you're listing the cookie in the book, make sure you put not the Limp Bizkit cookie.
I want a cookie now. I wonder if I have any cookies.
Oh, jeez.
It relates to a porn. Anyway.
Widge, I love my toy. Let me show you how much I love my toy.
Oh, God.
2204.
Everybody listen closely for the vibrations.
2205.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, that thing. I even strangled it on camera.
And I know why Rob wanted it. Rob wanted it so he could hurt it. But look, it's right here, looking at all of you.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Get that away from the camera.
Oh, what do I know?
Tiny Satan.
It is not a tiny Satan. It's a sweet little thingamajig. I really want a programmable one, John, so that we can program it from the soundboard. Be awesome.
Crickets.
Yeah. Oh, shut up.
Thank you, sir.
Shut up. We love my thingamajig. I'm going to send one to Cora as a present.
Yeah.
Please do.
I'll train Cora what to do with them.
That'll last, what, 5 seconds?
Not that long. I'm going to give it about 20 seconds.
That's a video for you, though, Widge. Probably get a million hits off that. It's a dog.
I know.
It's eating a toy.
Well, see, the thing is, if Cora just keeps burying them in the backyard, she's just going to send you more. And then you're going to be out in the backyard one day, you know, just...
And they will rise.
And they'll be like,
and they'll all go
bye
off.
Bye-bye.
I know.
Several times.
I know. I agree with whatever that noise was. I agree with that.
I love a man with a slow hand.
I'm glad we stopped. That's true. If we waited 4 more minutes, we could get Lee snoring.
Oh.
I'm actually surprised we haven't gotten it already.
Well, that's true. She did look kind of squeaky out of the camera.
Oh, she's been fighting the sleep, man. I'll tell you that. She's been good for hanging in there, though.
That's true. Lee is a troop.
Lee, you get a cookie.
I get a cookie?
You get a cookie.
Good kind cookie?
Good kind cookie.
Yay.
Okay, never mind.
I know that's going to be in some sort of.
Oh God, he's putting it in the book.
Let me write it down so I remember to talk about it next time.
We'll see. I think you get Lee. You get a cookie with melatonin in it.
I want a cookie with melatonin.
No, not really. No, they're consummate professionals. It takes a professional to convince and to. Wow, sorry for the edit job.
That's okay.
And a great line to screw that up on too, right?
Hey, we got something for the outtake show.
Woo-hoo! You ready?
Yep.
All right.
Wasn't that a special episode of Spaz House?
Oh, yes. Yes, it was. Oh, God.
No, that was a spinoff.
That was a spinoff.
I wonder if I can get Alex Ross to do the covers.
That would be great. I could just basically you sending a photo of you from the waist down to Alex Ross to turn into an actual painted cover. That would be great. Jeans by Alex Ross, because I'm worth it.
You know what? It can't be any worse than Universe X.
Oh.
Duffley's Pants. A new fragrance from Calvin Klein.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'd buy it.
I really just... So there you go. That's the new... That is the new... Dear Black Phoenix Alchemy Lab, that's your new fragrance, is Tuffley's Pants.
You have got to do Hollywood Squares. Weekend Justice Hollywood Squares this year. You've got to.
Who will
build
Shaft?
The set.
We don't have to build the set. We can do this.
What's the point if you don't have the set?
Exactly.
Well, what you can do is you can have an artist rendering of the Hollywood Squares board, and then
just
they just
imagine
Tuffley,
I'm in the upper
Tuffley,
left.
No,
just
Tuffley, bad idea.
And he's big, and we put the big, strong, sturdy types on bottom, and then the rest of us get off your shoulders.
Fucking hell!
Actually, that doesn't sound half bad.
I like being on bottom.
Actually, I think you know we could make that a contest.
By bottom, I mean
behind.
Somebody
strong and sturdy under me.
John, I was already thinking about climbing on your shoulders,
so Scott,
but that's
you
a
want to be
other
center
point.
Square.
No, Widget center square.
I don't know that I want to be in the middle of this. It sounds like Hollywood Squares orgy.
That sounds like
the
bestest sandwich ever.
That sounds like a horrible Clive Barker short story.
I mean, normally there isn't a Tuesday night or Wednesday morning deployment.
Okay.
It just happens
just
to be. I mean, of course, this is actually Friday morning for all those that are listening.
And by deployment, he means troops. So
yes, I'm actually. I'm playing Command and Conquer.
Yeah.
Is really what it is.
Yes.
At 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm playing Command
the,
and Conquer.
Ferret weasels on deployment.
Oh, I'm just sending the honey badger. Just one.
That's what you know. What the golden compass with your armored polar bears? Fuck that, armored honey badgers. That's what you need.
Well, we could solve all the world's problems just to deploy honey badgers to the Middle East.
You're absolutely right. That's what the Middle East is missing. Honey badgers. That's what's missing.
Hang on, deploying honey badgers to the Middle East. That's a World Party album.
No, we get suicide honey badgers, and that could be good.
Deploy honey badgers to the Middle East is my Midnight Oil cover band.
Oh
God, it hurts.
You know what, guys? What? We're funny.
We are sometimes, sometimes not in the way we intend.
Funny how? Funny, do I amuse you? Is that what I do? No.
Funny like a clown.
Ha ha.
Funny looking.
Blammo.
That's me. I'll take that one. All right.
Let's go.
We're
going
now. Yeah, we got to go get pancakes now.
Pancakes! Pancakes and science!
And real maple syrup.
Ooh!
What's even better?
What?
A better idea for a bar.
Pancakes and science?
Yes.
I like it. Let's do it.
Science, beer, and bacon.
I like it. PSBB.
I think people might get confused with Pabst Blue Ribbon, though.
Yeah, and then they would put it on a website for every other fucking rock band.
The end.
Countdown to Black Friday. That sounds like a mellow.
Actually, by the way, which Dead Rising and Dead Rising 2, $20 a piece.
Hey,
you need an Xbox.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Tuffley. Fuck you,
yes.
Tuffley. And I understand in Ireland, that means that I care for you deeply.
Aww. That's nice. No. Never mind. I just...
No, I'm just Josh and Scott. It's okay. Don't worry.
No, I'm trying. I have to
ain't
stop.
Ain't no thing. He's just talking about Scott.
And I could dig it.
Can you? Fucking help.
I tried once.
Do not take a sip of water when John's about to say, just talking about Scott.
Gay night! He's a complicated man. No one understands him but his mother.
Or his brother.
Was in there. Okay.
Shut your mouth.
Just talking about
no,
Scott.
Open it. Open your mouth.
Oh, I closed the soundboard down. Damn it.
Relax your
That's all right. I'll write down the timestamp for you.
Oh, no. I write down the time. No, I got this big board over on my left-hand side that I write that stuff down on.
Yeah, it started off as a sticky note, and now it's a gigantic whiteboard. It keeps track of all the shit that gets
You know the board in A Beautiful Mind?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it kind of looks like that now.
But with a lot more cocks drawn on it.
Well, a couple more.
Ain't nobody like a gross deep body.
Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!
Be safe out there when right. you're trick-or-treating, because you know what, people? There are some houses that won't give out candy to adults, I'm just right. saying.
Yeah, and some houses give out candy corn.
Which is awesome. Which is absolutely awesome. Best thing in the world.
Absolutely awesome. I love candy corn.
Wow.
I don't like the pumpkins. I don't like the pumpkins. I don't understand the pumpkins.
You know what? You guys can have all my candy corn. How about that?
Oh, yes, can I?
So of course, yeah.
Dibs.
Totally.
Sounds wrong.
Check out my Saturn V.
Like I get it in my mouth every time.
Right. Crap.
I like the pumpkins.
I know. I don't understand those.
You can. They're
too big. They're too big.
No, you take little bites because then you eat the stem first and then you take bites of the pumpkin.
It's too much pumpkin. Yes, it is.
What?
Never mind, Lee. Just keep going, Lee.
Go on and talk with your mouth full.
I just said something that in a little while I'm going to go, ah, damn it, aren't I?
Next week you will.
Yeah, about Friday. About Friday.
Damn it.
Oh, Jesus.
Papa.
Papa.
I miss you. You had such a brief standing on this earth of only 86 years.
A blink of an eye.
You think about it, it's only like, what 1% of how long the earth's been around, according to my priests.
Well, if we talk to the paleoclimatologist, we could probably find out an exact date based on temperature.
She's not available at the moment.
You joined Mama, who died when she was 98.
Yeah.
Can I?
If you want to buy her Corvus, it's available.
It's like somebody outside the funeral home going, do you really want to buy the Cutlass now? Because I have to drive it through the cemetery. Seriously.
Yeah.
Papa!
Suck it up, man.
I need a big floppy hat.
Yeah.
Is that the only thing you're missing?
On that note, we'll make a sticker for you, Poppy.
Good night, Poppy, wherever you are.
Good night, Poppy.
Good night,
guys. Good night.
In hell.
K-9.
K-9.
Affirmative. Yeah.
Give me just a minute while I clarify.
Everyone is gone.